from today is our live election coverage on Civic Media Network starting at 7 p.m. Tuesday, April 4th. So make sure you tune in.
CivicMedia.us, where you can go for all your podcasts under the Civic Media umbrella. Mel, you have a great day. We'll talk later.
You too, James. Thanks.
Stick around for Morning Magazine coming up right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Paul Gauguin Cruises.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We're learning the shooter who killed 3 sixth graders and 3 staff members at a Christian school in Nashville yesterday may have had plans to orchestrate more murderous mayhem. Police Chief John Drake tells CBS Mornings.
We strongly believe there was going to be some other targets, including maybe family members and one of the malls here in Nashville. And that just did not happen.
The 28-year-old suspect was killed by police. They say Audrey Hale was a former student and left behind a manifesto. Just over the southern border in Juarez. Hysteria after Mexican President Lopez Obrador says migrants set fire to mattresses inside an immigration center after they found out they were being deported. It went up in flames, killing 39 people. In Washington, senators are holding their first hearing on the Silicon Valley and signature bank failures. The nation's top financial regulator, Michael Barr, is expected to testify Silicon Valley's troubles were a textbook case of mismanagement. In written testimony, he points to a concentrated business model with customers overwhelmingly from the venture capital and high-tech fields. Russia claims it successfully test-fired 2 cruise missiles into the Sea of Japan. CBS's Lucy Kraft is in Tokyo.
Russia said 2 Mesquite supersonic cruise missiles were fired at a simulated target in the Sea of Japan at a distance of about 60 miles. The weapons test comes 1 week after Russian strategic bombers flew over the Sea of Japan for 7 hours, amid what Japan calls an upsurge in Russian military activity in the Far East.
There's a new investigation into Teslas. Here's WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
This latest issue involves seatbelts that may not have been properly attached to the frame of Model X SUVs. It goes along with investigations into complaints of vehicles that break on their own, steering wheels that can come off, and irregularities with Tesla's system called autopilot. None of these has yet led to a recall.
Honda is recalling 330,000 Odysseys, Passports, Pilots, and Ridgelines because glass in the side view mirrors can fall out and increase the risk of crashes. Prince Harry's back at court in the UK in a bid to sue the tabloid Daily Mail over alleged phone hacking. Correspondent Vicky Barker from London.
This time the media were kept well away from the Duke of Sussex as he arrived at London's High Court under a steady English drizzle. He ignored their shouted good mornings until one of them said, "Good morning, sir." That got a nod and a good morning back.
The Dow is up 70 points. S&P down 4. This is CBS News.
CBS News is brought to you by Paul Gauguin Cruises. Artfully authentic, all-inclusive year-round cruising to Tahiti and the South Pacific. Visit pgcruises.com today.
It's not easy being the one everyone counts on to keep your operation running, no matter the weather or supply chain hiccup. But we get you, Raymond in Buffalo, Maria in Miami, and Jules in Troy. Taking control of everything that's under your control. At Grainger, we're here for you with high-quality supplies for every industry, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the spring sale, March 24th through April 3rd, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Mainly sunny skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 43. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow showers likely at times. Tonight, lows level off around 18. Cloudy skies expected. Partly cloudy. Tomorrow, chance of snow showers. Highs around 32. About an inch of snow tonight with another inch Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this March 28th, 2023. It is 10:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. And in part two today at 10:30, we're going to welcome in Jess from the Family Center. Looking forward to talking with her. Right now, our good friend Katie Wright, Events and Engagement Director over at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce with us. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
How you been?
I'm tired today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta fix that. We're gonna take a quick commercial break. No,
okay. We'll be back in a minute.
Just go right. You're gonna come right back, and yes. Katie will be all charged up. I think that is incredibly relatable on a Tuesday.
Yes.
I don't normally feel it on Mondays. It's Tuesdays that I tend to feel that lag, that kind of kick. Let's go ahead and find some energy. Let's talk about some great events that are coming up in the area. Is that where you want to start, Katie, or is there somewhere else you want to go?
We can start there. I do want to shout out two new investors for March.
Yeah.
We have Rotello Home Solutions and Zen Leaf Aesthetics.
Both great places. Do you,
yes.
do you have any information on either one, or can we encourage? Should we tell people to check them out?
You can always check them out on our website at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Zen Leaf Aesthetics is more like facials. I think they do lashes. Correct me if I'm wrong, but kind of that kind of a feel. And then Rotello Home Solutions. Definitely check our website. They have a lot of great information on them as well.
Right on. Yeah. And welcome to the team.
Yes.
Welcome to the family, everybody. When it comes to being a chamber member, there are so many, you know, advantages to this, to why we encourage people to be a part of these things. Let's touch on that a little bit, Katie. Like some of the advantages that come along with being a chamber member.
I wish I would have brought my sheet with me. We have a full list of things that we offer you. And
one of my things is putting people on the spot.
Especially when I need my coffee.
Yes, yeah. I would say that the first thing that pops in my mind when it comes to being a chamber member is the showing that you stand with your community.
Yes.
That you want to be a part of the community.
Oh, absolutely.
More chamber members, you'll see their names on advertisements for things for the rafters or high school event, you know, sporting events and these kind of things. It shows that, hey, that business, I always see them in these things. They put back into their community.
Oh, absolutely.
That's great, too. But just that, what I just said there is a great one right away. I'm seeing that business's name. I'm seeing that business's name again and again and again. And that repetition stays in your brain. If I'm a business owner, that's something I want.
Oh,
I want to be in people's, you know, the forefront of their brain.
Yeah. I mean, and there's so many networking activities or events for this and, you know, events that we put on during the year that they all just want to be a part of, like a lunch by the river, for example, here in Rapids. People want to be a part of that. They want to sponsor that. They want to get out.
Yeah. We have new people coming to this area all the time, too.
Yes.
I had a listener a couple weeks ago ask me what Misty's menu was. And
really?
I was blown away. I'm like, oh, you must be new to the area.
Oh, how my
did you
gosh.
Know? Yeah, yeah. They're like, how did you know it was new? I was like, well, you don't know Misty's. Like,
that was the first place I ate at when I moved here.
Right
and
on.
It's just like the staple of the area,
yeah.
I feel like. I mean, there's so many other great restaurants out there.
Absolutely. But you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree with you more. And sent them over there right away. They emailed me, like, I don't know if it was the next day or whatever, but they emailed me, like, thanking and stuff. I'm like, no, don't thank me. Thank Misty's.
Yeah.
They're the ones doing it. They're great people. Like, things like that, though, happen all the time. New people come into the area. Maybe they don't know about your business. When you're a part of things with the chamber, you're able to advertise your business that much better.
Yep.
And it's also a great way of people who are in town, been around a long time, and may have not known about your business. It seems kind of silly sometimes. Well, we're in a small town. I know everything around here. How many times do you go to the store and see somebody you've never seen before?
Oh, yeah.
Happens all the time.
Things are popping up left and right. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, another great thing about being a chamber member is you can go on our website if you have a login, and you can create job postings.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many things. And add things to our calendar as well. So if you go to our website and events calendar, you can just pop your business events on there.
Yeah. It's a great thing that we don't get to bring up very often, but the chamber's website, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, is really your website too.
Yeah.
If you're a business and you're a part of things with the chamber, it's a great way, again, not only to advertise, but get out information when you're looking for people to hire or any of these things.
Yep.
It's a nice website again, by the way. I know I mention it every time, but I really do like your guys' website.
Yeah, it's great.
I want to rewind for just a second. Last week, Monday, you guys had your off-the-clock event at La Taqueria.
Yes.
How did that go?
I was there for just about 30 minutes of it, but great turnout, like right when I got there. So I'm curious of how crowded it got later.
Yeah.
But, again, amazing margaritas, amazing tacos. So if you haven't been over there yet, definitely go check it out.
Oh, gotcha. If you're looking for really good food, La Taqueria is one of the first places I will mention. Such good food
so
over
good.
There. Great people, too. Great environment. Great
so
environment.
Nice.
I did hear from some people that were at the event and really enjoyed themselves.
Oh, good.
One person said they ate too much. That's going to happen. It's going to happen. That's a case-by-case
thing.
That's
a good thing.
It's
right?
Not a bad thing. Coming up this week, March 30th through April 2nd, there's going to be the Wisconsin Rapids Spring Open House. Three Wisconsin Rapids RV dealers are having their annual Spring RV Open House from Thursday, March 30th to Sunday, April 2nd. You can visit the DNL Recreation Lake County RV and Coons Rapids RV during the sale. You can find out more by going to their Facebook page. Just type in your search bar, Wisconsin RV, and should be able to find it. That's a fun event. That should be good. Perfect time of the year to be looking at RVs, too.
Yeah.
Getting ready for spring and or getting ready for summer and maybe some traveling. Would you ever do that? Like, you get to a point, you're at a certain age, you can get in an RV, just travel the world?
I think now, yes, with my family. But I think when I was younger, maybe I probably didn't want to go with my parents so much.
Right,
but
right, yeah.
Yeah, totally. I would do it now.
Do you want to go to Off the Clock first
sure.
for next month? Because we're already looking at April.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's so darn weird. We've got like a couple days left of March. I have no idea what happened to March.
I have no idea. It was like yesterday we saw Santa. Now today it's like Easter.
Yes, exactly. Yes,
happened?
Exactly that. Yeah, I kind of think of them passing each other in the hall.
Yeah, they're like hey,
how's it going? Yeah, that quickly, quick turnaround. Off the Clock coming up April 17th. Let's tell them about this one, Katie.
Yep. So Off the Clock is at Lucky's on 2nd, April 17th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Again, it's networking, raffle prizes, great food. Again, bring your business card. You don't know who you're going to meet there. And I learned something last week. The president, myself, and Laura, the workforce and development director, went to a conference in Madison. And their speaker said to always bring two business cards. So give them two, one for them and one for them to hand out.
Oh,
so I thought that was a great tip.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Huh, that is good. I've got to start remembering to do that. I've got hundreds and hundreds of business cards, and I never remember to hand them out. Every time you bring this up, it is helpful to me. But
what you need to do is just have them right here.
Just line them all out right here. Yeah, there you go.
take one.
Every one of our guests has to take one. Like,
yes.
You can't leave until you take one. Chase them down in the parking lot. You forgot your business card. It's a great note. That is a really good note. The two, I've never heard that before.
Either.
That's a good one, though. And this is still a way of sharing your business, of sharing your information. Business cards are huge still. When it comes to events like this, perfectly made for them.
Absolutely.
It's a great event with appetizers, the raffle prizes, all those things. And as I always like to mention, though, I think the thing that when I hear people talk about Off the Clock, one of the biggest things they talk about is, oh, I ran into so-and-so and I haven't seen them in years.
Yeah.
Or I was able to connect with so-and-so. We can never reach each other. We're always missing each other. And here we were able to connect and be able to work out something between our two businesses. I've heard that one before.
Yeah.
There's so many things that happen that it's hard to really word. They just happen organically. Unless you're at the event, you just won't know.
And you do not have to be an investor to come to this event, so it's open to the public. Free event. You don't need to sign up or anything. Just show up at Lucky's on 2nd and then go from there.
It's going to be a great time. April 17th, 4 to 6, over at Lucky's on 2nd at 126 2nd Avenue South in 2nd Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. You can find out more information by checking out their website and such. And a great place, by the way, too. Great place. Love our friends over there at Lucky's. Other great events coming up in April. You've got a Sip Shop and Support Local. This is a bigger one. This is one of our favorite events. We like this event a lot. How is this one looking this year? How did it develop behind the scenes?
Oh, we're still looking for people. So if you are an investor with our chamber, I should say this event runs from April 29th through May 7th. This is a passport of sorts, but it looks like a bingo card where when you sign up, you get your logo on this passport. And if I were to walk into your restaurant or clothing store, they stamp it or sign it, and then that form can go into a drawing at the chamber for a raffle prize. Yeah.
If I have this right, and she'll correct me if I don't, the person that used to be in a position like yours, Steph Schmidt, our head of sales and everything, this is something that she was developing and working on when she was with the chamber.
Yeah.
And when I first met Steph, she was with the chamber coming in for interviews like you, Katie. Yes. And we... Steph came in and she was the other times I talked to her, really good on the air, really fun personality and everything. But I hadn't seen her really like energy, like smiling and all that. She comes in and it was to talk about this. And she was so excited about it. And it's just one of those events that ever since that, I've seen that in others, too, where they get really excited about this event. It's a fun one. It's a really cool idea. And it's a great way to support local.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm glad she started it. So I think this is a great event.
When it comes to, because we've got some time here before this of April 29th, it doesn't kick off till. How long do businesses have to be a part of this? Is there a cutoff time?
Actually, April 10th is the deadline for that. So you can either contact me or Promise at the chamber. Otherwise, you can go online, again, at our website, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. We should have a form on there as well for you to do that.
And, you know, we have some newer businesses, have new people in town. Let's describe the event itself a little bit more for people that don't know about it. If I'm a business and I'm out there, what is it? What has happened? What happens if I am a part of this?
Yeah, so there is a cost of it. Registration's like $35 plus a raffle. Otherwise, we do have a new option on there where an additional $100 can be placed in the City Times newspaper for that as well. But you just fill out the form, give it to us. We make up the passport at the chamber, and then whoever wants it, anybody can take this form and go shopping. And it's right around Mother's Day, too. So this would be a time to go shopping for them. Take mom out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just kind of like a bingo card, and you just cross it off, and good to go. It's so easy.
As I go to that business, they mark it off on there?
They mark it off. Yep, they'll sign off.
And
yep.
The more you mark off, the more fun, the more businesses, the more local you support, but also the more you'll be in on this this fun event.
Right.
And I'm glad you mentioned the Mother's Day thing too, because Father's Day, Mother's Day, these are the events that we want to make sure to hit the good get the good gifts, all of that. This is a great way to be able to do that.
Oh yeah.
And going back to what I was saying before about, you know, in an area like this, you wouldn't think there are businesses you haven't come across, but there are.
There are so many.
Well, you know, there are new businesses out there.
Yep.
I can't think, if I'm a new business, this is one of the biggest things that I want to be a part of. It's a great way, it's an organic way of getting people to come to my shop, to stop by, to know of my business, to where even if they don't stop by, they still see my name and my address. So it's still registering in their head. They're still doing that. Even that alone is a great, it's $35 worth of advertising.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you that. You're definitely getting your money's worth. And it's a fun event. It's again, going back to this whole, thing of supporting your community, being a part of things with your community and showing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
If people want to register, if people want to find out more, just send them to the website.
Send them to the website or you can call us. There should be a form on our website. Otherwise we have them. If you walk into the chamber, we have forms for you to fill out too.
Yeah, I encourage you to do that. Again, that website is WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com.
Yep.
We keep moving and we move, because that is going to be going on the last weekend of April. Do you want to go into May?
I do actually want to shout out Job Resource and Transfer Fair that's happening April 19th. We are the Chamber of Commerce, Mid-State, and Job Center all partnering together to host a job resource and transfer fair. So this is a free event for job seekers and no pre-registration is required. This fair will include potential jobs with resource booths. So there's no fee for the public to attend. So if you or someone you know is looking for an exciting new career, they should come to that event.
Yeah, we know for a fact that there are people out there that are either you know, burnt out or tired of their job or looking for something new.
Yep.
We know there are people out there that are looking for good employment. We know, you know, that these are factors. These are always, no matter what time and the year it is, no matter what year it is, this is a factor. This is something that exists. We want to get people out there. We want to get people to be able to work. The idea of the Chamber of Mid-State and the Job Center joining forces to do something like this, I can't think of three better sources to come together to be able to make an event like this where, you know, not only if I'm a business and I want to get good employees, I want to be a part of this, yeah. But if I'm an employee, if I'm a person looking for a work or looking for a career, we've seen the stats and the numbers. So many people nowadays, they don't want a job, they want a career, or yeah. Or they'll take a couple extra less dollars so that they can enjoy their job, they can enjoy what
absolutely.
They're doing. You want your business to be that job. You want your business to be that place for those employees.
Yeah.
Here's a great opportunity to be a part of something where you can showcase that. And for employees, people out there looking for work, we know Midwesterners. We know how hard workers they are. We know how dedicated they can be. Events like this are a great way to show that, a great way to host bring people together to show those things.
Right.
So this is not only good for all that stuff and everything, but it should be fun too. It's taking place
April
19th. Is this taking place at Mid-State?
Yeah, it'll be at Mid-State from 1 to 5.
And you can't have a better location. Mid-State campus is awesome. It's a great location. This is really good. Is there any types of businesses that we are looking for, or just all businesses?
All businesses. So, I mean, even if you are a business that wants to sign up for this, again, go to our website. We have forms for you to fill out, too. But, yeah, just kind of everything.
Yeah.
Anything. Yeah.
It's a good one. We'll be talking about this more and more as we get closer to it, reminding people out there. And I'll even be mentioning it to, you know, people that come in business-wise as far as for the, you know, different morning magazine events and different things. So that's a good one. And
that's
a good one. We know, again, for a fact that this, you know, this is something that our area could use.
Yeah.
I think that this is a shows how the Chamber, how Mid-State are in tune with their community. So we'll go into May a little bit.
Sure.
All right. I'll just touch on because that SIP Shop and Support Local is going on at the end of the last weekend of April and right into the first up till the first weekend of May, right up till May 7th. So it's definitely something to keep in mind. I see that we've got a couple of other cool events coming up. I wanted to make sure to mention, where is it? The leadership graduation dinner.
Yeah.
That's in May. And I know it's a little ways off, but something that you can mark your calendars for, everybody. Now, we were going to have somebody from the leadership class join us today. Hopefully they can later on.
I hope so.
I don't know. Have you been a part of the leadership class before?
I didn't think so. I haven't been lucky enough to get into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought about this the last time you were with us. Maybe I haven't done it yet either. So maybe it's something that both of us need to look into doing.
This year is your year then.
Yeah, yeah. I think so. I'm a believer, and I just got told this the other day. James, one of the things we want you and why we like you is that you're a good leader and all that. And I always kind of cringe at that because I think leadership is one of those things that you just do.
Yeah.
You know, I never heard a good leader say, I'm a good leader. You know, and
right.
No, you don't really say, you just are. You just do it and everything. But when it comes to a subject like this, a leadership, I do think it's one of those things that you can always grow at, that you can always get better.
Yeah.
I think that part of what makes a good leader is somebody who believes that they can always get better at their job or at what they're doing. The leadership class is a great way of being not only embracing those skill sets, but in enhancing them and making them stronger. It's not so much if you are somebody who has no leadership qualities whatsoever, I do think that you're perfect for this class. But I also don't think that it's just for that. I think that, talking for years and years with Krista and you and others about this event, I think it's one of those ones where it enhances so many of the skill sets you already have.
Right. You're just only adding on to what you're already good at, so...
The graduation dinner is a great accumulation of all of this, of all that hard work, of all the fun and energy that people put into this course to be able to kind of, you know, celebrate them, celebrate the finishing of it. Is this open to the public?
I believe so. There might be a registration online.
Hmm.
At our website.
It does say register now. Okay. So, yeah, it does look like registration is required, but it also doesn't say that the chamber invites you to join them. So I think that it's open to the public. I believe so. We encourage people to be a part of this one and support. Like, even if you haven't been a part of the leadership class, if you have in years past and maybe you want to see this most current graduating class, or if you're curious about the leadership class, here's a perfect opportunity to find out more about it.
Yeah.
You can talk to people who actually just went through the class.
Yes.
I also love the stories that come out of that the course.
Yeah.
There's always some kind of interesting story or something like that that happens.
I think the last time there's someone that got married.
Yeah, and to a foolish romantic, that is awesome. I love hearing that. I could not hear that enough. I did want to mention one more time, as long as we're kind of wrapping up the conversation here. You brought this up actually earlier, job postings, yeah. Whether you are a employer and you're looking to post things or if you are looking for work. The Chamber has so much information for you. Certainly the things that Katie and I get together and talk about and everything, that's all there for you. But you want to start or grow a business, available properties, economic, advocacy, all of there for you under their economic development. If you go into their community information, you're going to find a guide there for you. A lot of the resources and job postings that Katie and I have been talking about. Education opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
It's all there for you. News is there for you. Really, one-stop shop for information when it comes to this area.
Yeah.
So before we continue on or keep going with that, Katie, let's go ahead and remind people again about April. Some great events coming up in April. We, of course, there is the Wisconsin Rapids Spring House I mentioned. Sand Valley has a hiring event coming up on April 1st. That is kind of funny, though. Hiring event on April 1st. On April Fool's Day. That's kind of funny.
It's funny because my daughter's turning 3 on April 1st, so I have an April Fool's baby.
Really?
Seriously.
That's awesome.
I know, it's hilarious.
Well, I was supposed to be born on April 1st.
Were you really?
Yeah.
She was like 3 days late, and water broke the day before in March, and then all of a sudden 1 a.m. hits. I'm like, wow, I have an April Fool's baby. This is cool.
That is kind of cool.
Right?
That is kind of cool. The poor kid's going to grow up wondering my birthday?
Are you sure?
Yeah, I was born way earlier. I was born in February. My poor mom. Yeah, yeah. She was not prepared for that.
No.
She was not ready for that. A very early happy birthday to her. That's awesome.
Thanks.
Again, Katie, if we want people to find out more information about some of the things that we've talked about today, how can they get in hold of you?
Yeah, so again, visit me at the chamber. Seriously, walk in, come say hi. Mm-hmm. You can always give me a call. Otherwise, you can email me. I'm pretty available.
Yeah. Katie's number is 715-422-4859. That's 422-4859. Otherwise, you can email her communications@wisconsinrapidschamber.com. Do me a favor. Say hi to the staff over there. I know you got some newer people and things are a little bit of growing going on over there, but I've heard nothing but positives about everybody over there. Please say hi to everyone for me.
I will.
We encourage you to also check out the Chamber's social media accounts. Look them up on Facebook and such. It's a great follow, great way to keep up on everything going on in your community. And again, go to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com to find more information. WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Katie, always good seeing you. You have a good one. We'll talk again soon.
Yes.
We'll be back with more Morning Magazine coming up right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The left sideline, going to Davis at the top, feeds Wall high on the right. Badgers down one, 13:40 remaining. Klesman finds it cutting. Davis Wall on the left, up and in. It counts at a foul. Oregon extending things a little bit on the defensive end as Siege it against Ward, throwing to Gilmore, top of the circle, finds a cutting Hepburn to the rim, and he'll send it in. Chucky Hepburn, slam dunk. The zone here from Oregon. Klesman feeds Wall. Shot clock at 5. Skip pass. Chucky snaps off a 3. Right side. Book it. Chucky Hepburn for 3. And it's 59-57 Wisconsin. And Soares inbounding. The 7-footer Crowell in his face. Soares winds up. Heaves it deep. And it's knocked away. And Guerrier for 3. And the tie back run. No good. And it's off to Las Vegas for the Wisconsin Badgers.
The The Badgers men's basketball team continues postseason play.
You can hear the action when Wisconsin takes on North Texas in the semifinal round of the National Invitational Tournament Tuesday night at 6.
Listen on these local Civic Media Network radio stations.
WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM in Wisconsin Rapids is our flagship station. Dial up WRCE 1450 AM or 107.7 FM in Richland Center
or WLAK 1260 AM in Amory.
Find the Badgers on these local Civic Media radio stations and everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media
app.
Here's
your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly sunny skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 43. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow showers likely at times. Tonight, lows level off around 18. Cloudy skies expected. Partly cloudy. Tomorrow, chance of snow showers. Highs around 32. About an inch of snow tonight with another inch Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this March 28th, 2023. It is 10:31 o'clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. We are welcoming into the studio our good friend, Jess, from the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, good to have you here. Good to see you. Thanks a lot for being here, and I appreciate the time. How have you been?
Pretty good. How have you been?
Good. Thanks for asking. How are our friends at the Family Center? Everybody doing good over there?
Everybody's good. Just busy as always.
Yeah, can imagine. Mm-hmm. And we do say a good morning to everybody over there at the Family Center. Appreciate them and appreciate everybody over there. We want to get into a couple of things today, but to start off, want to make sure that everybody understands, if you had not heard already, that March is Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
Yep.
I think that we hear that a lot. We do, a National Day of Calendar on our morning show. We touch on these things. But I worry sometimes that we normalize too much of the National Day of, or this month is this month, or what have you. Why do we do these things? What is the purpose of having an attention to a Sexual Assault Awareness Month?
Sure. And like you said, April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
I think I said March. I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine. You're totally fine. And I am the Sexual Assault Services Coordinator over at the Family Center. So what I see is a lot of survivors right in the crisis point of it. And so I'm kind of dealing with sexual assault on the tail end. Yeah. So I just really appreciate this month because this is a point where we can talk about it, get those conversations going, start the prevention so that we can get ahead of it instead of always just dealing with it after the fact.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something that I think it was in the first conversation I had, my first interview was with the Family Center in Depp. And okay. We were talking about it then, and here we are talking about it still, but it's so much, it's changed. Even in about 4 or 5 years, it's grown. Mm-hmm. Where I believe that so much of the intention of having a month set aside for this topic used to be, well, at least we know in April it's going to get brought up. At least mm-hmm. we know in April people are going to talk about sexual assault. And they're not going to, hopefully they'll talk about it like I am right now and not like this.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. But this is the first time that we've come into this month, coming into April, where I think about it, I'm like, well, we already do. Now we're doing that. We're finally doing that. Like, it's not to say that we don't still need this month and need the attention to the month. We still got a lot of work to do, but we've come so far in this one. And it's a subject that I feel we're in such real time with. that oftentimes we don't get to see the work that's been done, the trailblazing that has happened, all the people that have worked so hard to get us to this point in society, where now you and I can have this conversation and we don't have to talk in hushed voices. We don't have to do the next 27 minutes talking like this. We can talk like this. Mm-hmm. We can go on the side of the street, have this conversation, and others aren't going to be offended and that kind of thing. And that's where we have come more on society. I'm not saying everybody's like that. And again, we do have a lot of work to do. Mm-hmm. But it isn't so bad every once in a while to sit back and be like, oh, we've done a lot of good. Those people that paved the way for us, thank you. We appreciate the work that everybody has done to get us to this point as a society.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do agree with you that it's talked about a lot more in the media. Yeah. It's not such a taboo to even say those words. I will say that, especially in a rural community like Wisconsin Rapids, sometimes when I'm doing a presentation, especially at the high school or something like that with teenagers, me even just speaking those words, sexual assault, you still kind of get that uncomfortable feeling from people. Yeah. So that's why it is good to just to talk about it, that it's not this... it is a scary thing, obviously, but it's not something that we need to be ashamed to talk about.
It's part of where the people, the cowards, the people that, take advantage of others, it's where they live. They live in that quiet talk. They live in that area of cloudiness and a way for people to they rely on that. They rely on you not talking about these things and in a society not sharing this stuff. And I would think that even people that might be uncomfortable talking about this, they may not be, they certainly aren't in favor of this. They certainly don't want this.
Right.
So part of how part of this month going into April, one of the things that you can do yourself, those that feel that way and everything, is embracing this a little bit more, bringing the subject up a little bit more, talking about it a little bit more. I would say even alone, we talk to our animals all the time. We talk to our pets constantly. I genuinely think a great way of getting more comfortable with something, talk about it with your dog. I know it sounds silly. I realize how silly it is, but it's a repetition thing. And the more that you do this stuff where you talk about it more alone or with a close friend or something, the more likely you are to be able to talk about it openly with a stranger or in public settings.
Absolutely. And I don't think that's silly at all. And even just if you're not talking about it, reading about it, watching videos, just so that if it's something that you feel uncomfortable about, you can just start taking those first steps of just, again, realizing that it's a bad thing, but it's not not something that has to live in the shadows. Because like you said, that is how sexual assault continues to happen, is that people are afraid to talk about it, afraid to come forward. And that's part of how... perpetrators are able to do that, is keeping this in secrecy.
What are some of the services that you all provide over there at the Family Center?
Sure. And a lot of people are familiar with the Family Center, but they don't realize that we do sexual assault work as well. So some of the things that I do is I can accompany survivors on exams after a sexual assault, making sure that the body is safe, and just that medical care can be really important, along with accompaniment to court, legal proceedings, police interviews. I also, the main part of my job is just emotional support. That's the most important thing to so many survivors, is just knowing that somebody will sit with them through the really rough stuff, and just be there to listen. That's a huge part of my job. I also do support groups. We have assistance with restraining orders at the Family Center. I like to say kind of whatever anybody might need as the result of a victimization, we can help them out with that. We also do tons of community outreach and presentations, talking to schools, adults, groups about sexual violence and domestic violence as well.
It's a list of things that you guys do, and I know you're still not covering everything, and it's still quite a list of things to do. And I think you're absolutely right. I've been on the board of the Family Center for a couple of years, and conversations come up that normally might not because of that. And one of the things that I've found is people are aware of the Family Center, but they're not as aware of what's going on in the building. Always, they're not as aware of all the things you guys do. In fact, one person I talked to basically thought that the family center was almost a hotel, like okay. It just was somewhere that if you were in this situation, they understood the seriousness of the situation and what the purpose of the family center, but they thought that it was basically you go there, you stay there, and so on.
Yep.
They didn't realize all these other things, and I think one of the bigger things people don't realize is the advocacy work, the work of not only going out into schoolrooms, classrooms, and talking and everything, mm-hmm. but the idea of taking it to one of the farthest steps of joining these people in the courtroom. Mm-hmm. Hopefully out there's a lot of people listening that have never had to go into a courtroom in any situation like that. And I wish you the best with that. I hope you never have to in your life. As somebody who has been in a handful of courtrooms in his life, I'll tell you, there are very few feelings worse in the world than being alone in there. And it's Absolutely. Just you and your representative, or you and the attorney they gave you, or whatever, or anything. Mm-hmm. So much of this, the reason people go back to an abuser, or the reason people aren't ever able to move on, or any of these things, even if they do go past and they leave an abuser, they're stuck emotionally, is the lack of support, the lack of encouragement, the lack of a unit, or just somebody that listen, or any of these things.
Right.
Encouragement, support, cost nothing, can mean everything. When I say that sentence, that phrase, I've said it half my life. This is part of the reason, is situations like this. You can't word what it means to have somebody there. I can't even word how appreciative I am to you and the people that do this stuff, Justin. I don't even know the clients that you're working with, and I appreciate it. I can't imagine what they feel and stuff. Mm-hmm. I do have to ask, and you can go ahead and give me a dirty look and tell me to move on if you don't like the question, but because I don't want to pry.
Sure.
But I am curious, how do you, that's a cup that runs empty quick, mm-hmm. know, doing a job like that, no matter what, you're a caring person, you got empathy. It has to take a toll, no matter how much you care about the job. How do you kind of fill that cup back up?
Yeah, and I'm lucky that I've been in my role for about 5 years now, and I'm lucky that I really love this work. I'm very passionate about sexual assault specifically, so that kind of fills my cup, just being able to to do this work. That's the best way I can describe it. But other than that, it's really important for professionals and survivors of sexual assault alike to really take care of themselves. Some of those things, I love music, I love live music. Those are really the most, after a day, that's what I like to do the most, is just listen to my music.
I get done work, I'll hit shuffle on my playlist or something like that, and just every day I have a different soundtrack, and whatever comes up, and it's usually, every once in a while there'll be a song I haven't listened to in like years, and it just puts a smile on my face.
Sure.
And it's one of those things that helps. We talk a lot about mental health, especially with a subject matter like you and I are discussing mm-hmm. today. I don't think we ask each other nearly enough how we're doing. How you are doing, and sharing that stuff, being a little vulnerable and sharing how we get through a rough day. Mm-hmm. I appreciate so much you sharing that. And I don't think you're alone. I think music's great.
Yeah, it is.
We'll take a break right here. We'll come back and talk some more with Jess from the Family Center on Morning Magazine at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
mainly sunny skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 43. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow showers likely at times. Tonight, lows level off around 18. Cloudy skies expected. Partly cloudy. Tomorrow, chance of snow showers. Highs around 32. About an inch of snow tonight with another inch Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Welcome back, everybody, to Morning Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We're speaking with our good friend Jess from the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center again. Jess, thank you so much for joining us.
Yep, thanks for having me.
We've been talking about the Sexual Assault Awareness Month coming up in April. We are talking about some of the services you guys do over there. I would like to talk about how people can be an ally during the month of April, and really 24/7 every day of the year. But going to April and going into Sexual Assault Awareness Month, what are some ways that we can recommend to people that would like to be more of an ally or are worried that maybe they are not an ally?
Sure. And I know we've talked about this before, too, that this has really become something that's in the media all the time. So sexual violence is not something that we can escape. We're always going to hear about it. Number one is just to learn about it. You can find some resources on the Family Center's website. You can also check out the National Sexual Violence Resource Center, the Wisconsin Coalition Against Sexual Assault. Aside from just learning facts, which is super important, the biggest thing I will say is just to believe survivors. Like we've talked about, it's always on the media. We see it on the news. If you are in the room and you say something like, "Oh, like she is such a liar. Like who would ever believe that?" I guarantee that, you know, your children are listening. You have a family member, you have a friend that is a survivor who's listening to how you are reacting to these things. And not believing a survivor just causes so much damage. It just adds to all of that shame, to the societal belief that that victims aren't believed, that they were asking for it, you know, all of those horrible things that we hear. So believing is just really such an important thing. If you do nothing else, that's something that you can do. It's simple, and you will make such a world of difference.
You know, the truth comes out. And it usually, if not always, does one way or another. And I put a lot of faith into that. I put a lot of confidence in that because I've seen it. I've researched history. I've seen it way too often to where it just is the case. Mm-hmm. And for me, especially when it comes to this subject matter, and this is just me speaking for myself, not anybody else here, especially going forward, I'm always going to believe a survivor. I'm always going to. Now, by the law of averages and statistically, you're going to have some times where a survivor may not be telling a truth. If I'm wrong, I'd rather be wrong to the accuser than I am to the survivor. I would much rather have to apologize to somebody who was accused of something like this than somebody who went through it and saying, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't believe you right away. Mm-hmm. I apologize, I was wrong." I'd much rather be saying that to somebody who was accused of it than not. Is that kosher? Is that the way we should be approaching this subject? I don't think so. No, I'm not. I'm just being honest. I'm being completely real with people, and I think the way that we kind of have to approach this going forward. We have to correct the balance. We have to balance the scales here. I understand, you know, we've come a long way, and I was just talking about that in the previous segment and everything. But we did a lot of damage for the majority of our society. Like, and that's just not talking about America's society. I mean human beings. Mm-hmm. As long as we have been around, we have been abusing each other. We have been hurting each other. Loved ones have been hurting each other. This is domestic violence has been around almost as long as relationships have been around. The only way to fix these things, to bring those numbers down more, is to be able to have some faith that if I say something, people are going to believe me. People are going to have my back. I don't think there's anything wrong with having accountability. Like, a person should have to be able to back up their claims. They should be able to have some facts and such. Mm-hmm. But that's a court law. That's a courtroom scenario. That's for the courtrooms and the judicial system to figure out and stuff. Let them do that. As far as the court of public opinion, if you will, I couldn't agree with you more. I don't know how you can't have somebody's back. I don't know how you, in today's day and age, how you can be that inclined. I don't care who it is. Somebody can come up to me, tell me that the sky is purple, And I obviously know that's a lie. This guy's not purple. And then 5 minutes later, tell me that they were abused or something like that. I'm going to believe them on the abuse. Mm-hmm. I'm going to listen to them. I'm going to hear them out. I believe in that. I think that that's that we have to be that way. We need to correct the scales. For too long, it was the exact opposite. You can go ahead and scream at your radio, but that ain't fair. That wasn't me or whatever. Life ain't fair. It ain't about that. It's about correcting things. We do this all the time with representation. For too long, we didn't have we had way too, not enough representation. We're correcting the scales now. Mm-hmm. Are we overdoing it? Who knows? But we're only going to find out if we do it. We have to do it. It's right. The growing pains that we go through as a society.
Definitely. And I will say too that with the accountability and believing, there's kind of this idea that if somebody isn't held accountable in a court of law, that means that it never happened, right? And it's important for people to understand that, especially with sexual violence, it's incredibly common for these cases to never be prosecuted, or for an offender to not serve prison time. That's very common. It does not mean that the sexual assault did not happen. It's also very common for survivors, especially children, to recant their initial disclosures for a million different reasons. You know, mm-hmm. they're afraid of the offender getting in trouble. They still love the offender. So many different reasons. But like I said, important to understand that even if there's not that accountability, we should still be believing it still happened. Unfortunately, there's still work to do on that side of things too. Yeah. So,
you know, you brought up a great one earlier about you never know who's listening kind mm-hmm. of thing. You know, you're talking about this, you see it on the news, this case comes up or something, and you say something to your significant other downplaying the abuser or something like that, and a kid hearing that. Mm-hmm. That is how we got into this mess, too much of that. Domestic violence is not something you get in your DNA. It's something that's handed down like a heirloom or something like that. A child sees that this is okay, a child grows up thinking it's okay. Mm-hmm. We need to, but the other part of that, if I could just add, piggyback off of it a little bit, is in piggybacking off your point about survivor or people not mentioning or coming forward and everything. I was one of those people. I told my mom and dad, and that was it. I asked them to please don't share it with anybody else and all that. I was ashamed. I was 7 years old. I didn't understand. I didn't have an idea of what had just happened, what had been happening to me and everything. And I, other than telling my mom and dad, so that's when I'm seven. It's not until I'm 19, 20 years old before I talk about it again. With somebody other than my mother or father. I kept it under wraps. I did not. And I grew up in a very open-minded home. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a home where this was something we could talk about. We were able to share these things. I know where my mom and dad stand on this issue. Mm-hmm. I know where my family does. I know my whole family, how they feel about this. My mom, my dad's side, nobody's okay with this kind of stuff. So I know that I had safe people to talk to, and I still didn't feel comfortable talking about it. Right. And that was in a safe environment. Imagine an environment where you're talking about these things loosely and off the cuff and saying some of these callous things, these unfeeling, unempathetic mm-hmm. things, and a child is hearing them, and that child was abused. They're not going to come forward. They're going to hold that under wraps like I did and everything. You don't want that. No parent wants that for their child. I'm not taking that chance. Hopefully that is, you as a parent don't have to even worry about that scenario. But I'll tell you, I'm not taking that chance as a father. I'm making darn sure that my kids know that they can talk to me about anything. And I am not going to make it so that this is a subject that is taboo to them, that they are afraid to be able to share this with me or anybody else.
Exactly. And that's 100% true. And I know I've said this to you before, but I just so appreciate you sharing your story, especially as a man, because we know that men are less likely to come forward in that way, too. So I just really appreciate that. Thank you.
I get paid to do it. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I've tried to find a light way to make the moment light, because that's the only way I can deal with these things too sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I actually am going to use that to go into this next subject here, because I want to talk about the theme this year for this event, for the month.
Yeah, and the National Sexual Violence Resource Center puts out a theme every year for this month, and the theme this year is Prevention Demands Equity. And the kind of idea behind this is that sexual violence and oppression are incredibly tied together, right? Mm-hmm. And we sometimes hear that certain groups experience higher rates of sexual violence, mm-hmm. and we want to talk about that, because it's not that certain groups are more violent or something like that. It's that the systems of oppression that are in place, you know, things like racism, transphobia, homophobia, classism, all of those things really do cause sexual violence. They're all kind of interconnected.
They bleed into each other in such a
big way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was telling Jess beforehand during our break and everything of where I came from and some of the things I dealt with. And one thing that I do hold my head up about the projects, about growing up in a poor neighborhood, this was a subject that was not okay. Like, one thing about funny about growing up in the projects, people usually knew about things before they even happened to you. Like, that's the way the grapevine works down there and stuff. And one thing that you could count on was if there was an abuser in our high rise or the high rise across the street, they were going to probably get some hood justice. And I'm not saying that's good. I'm not saying that's kosher. But it got to a point where police didn't come there. People weren't answering domestic violence calls. So the community took it into their own hands. I don't think that's okay. I don't think that's fair. Mm-hmm. We have a law. We have laws for a reason and everything. But I bring it up because to the point of society is going to, you know, do something about it if we don't. You know, and how important this is of having accountability, of having a society, of having an area, having things this like this known. Mm-hmm. I love the idea of somebody coming into our town and understanding this is not a town that accepts domestic violence. It seems almost silly, kind of in a way where that's not a tagline necessarily you would use as a selling point to bring people to Rapids or Central Wisconsin. But I think it is. I do think it actually is. I think that it actually does help. I think it does go a long way. I think that that adds up to it. So I'm talking about something that affects our economy. Like, I don't think people tie the economy into sexual assault at all. Who's ever done that? But it does. It bleeds into each other.
It does. And that's the idea of this theme, is to look at the bigger picture of why sexual assault happens. It's not it is an individual problem in some ways, but this is not like an isolated thing. This is a worldwide thing that happens. And why is that going on? And what you were talking about in the projects, you know, it sounds like there was a big lack of resources too, and kind of investigating why do certain groups not have those resources available to them? Why are some laws set against certain groups? You know, even as an example, rape laws, anti-sexual assault laws, the earliest ones in the United States did not include women of color. So that's just an example of like, how can we better serve everybody, especially those people who have been historically marginalized and underserved.
Is there any research or anything that has come up with this subject that was alarming to you or stood out to you? Especially in the years you've been doing this, you've seen so much and seen so much data when it comes to the subject.
You know, I can't name anything off the study off the top of my head. But one thing that is so not interesting because it's horrible, but important for us to learn about is just how sexual violence has always been used as a tool of oppression, especially historically, you know, with enslaved people, indigenous tribes, even in war with people who had mental health issues. Mm-hmm. This was always used as a tool of power. And when we can start looking at sexual violence as a way to control people and to, you know, put them in their place, if that's what you want to call it, we can start seeing that this is bigger, you know, and not to, when I say that, it sounds like something we can't tackle, right? Mm-hmm. but once we start looking at that, that's how we can really get to the core of why is this happening and stop it.
We just survived a pandemic. We just made it through something that most of us going into it would have never dreamed that our society, our world, we've seen movies our whole lives that how that story ends, Mad Max. Like, no, that's what. But we just made it. We made it through. We've proven. We just got done proving to the whole world as a human race what we can do when we work together. Don't tell me this is impossible. Don't tell me this isn't something we can handle, because we just made it through that, and that was impressive. I know what we lost. I'm not making light of what we lost, but the fact that a society still exists after a pandemic, that's impressive to me.
Yes.
We've made it to the moon. These things are impressive. If we can do that stuff, we certainly can do this. We certainly can make this world better for our kids, better for young boys and girls to grow up in, to where hopefully they have more, not only an empathy of a society, but more of a well-balanced society. Some of these things that come up, some of the sexual assault that happens is like Jess is talking about here, because of classism or these things. As we correct some of that stuff in society, some of this stuff gets corrected.
Absolutely.
It all bleeds into each other. You may think, you may not understand sometimes how something connects to another. It all does. And I love the idea of that being the theme for next month. And it's very noteworthy, very smart. Jess, we've got about a minute left here. Is there anything you want to touch on that we haven't had a chance to?
I think we pretty much covered everything. I just want to again say that the Family Center is available for survivors. Our 24-hour crisis line is 715-421-1511. And our website is familyctr.org. And if we didn't mention it before, our services are available for people of any gender, any age, and no matter when the abuse occurred.
Mm-hmm. We also want to mention that the Family Center is hiring. Encourage people to reach out to them and find out. It's a great place to work, just to tell you that. And vital, important work that's done in our community that we greatly appreciate. Again, you can find out more at familyctr.org. Be sure to follow the Family Center on Facebook and Instagram. It's a great Facebook follow. We've got always posting these positive quotes and things like that. I really enjoy. And the Family Center is there for you if you need them. Again, as just said, the crisis line is available anytime, day or night, 421-1511, 421-1511. Appreciate you, Jess. Thanks so much for what you do for our community. Say hi to everybody over there for us.